Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
I contacted Lou Vargo and Tony Campbell again this morning. Still no word from FEMA. What about us? What about our flood victims? Please call our United States senators and our congressmen in D.C. Call the office. Be professional. Be courteous. But put pressure on them. Light a fire under their asses to get them to do something to represent us. Shelley Moore Capito, United States Senator, phone number 202-224-6472. That's 202-224-6472. United States Senator Jim Justice, 202-224-3954. That's 202-224-3954. Go ahead, call him. Congressman Riley Moore, Shelley Moore Capito's favorite nephew. She installed him as your congressman. 202-225-2711. That's 202-225-2711. Be professional. Be courteous. Give your full name. Tell them exactly where you live in West Virginia. For example, John Smith, 123 Main Street, Wheeling, West Virginia, 26003. What about us? What about our flood victims? We're in the second month now pleading for our representatives in D.C. to actually, you know, do something so we can be made whole. These poor people who've been devastated, the loss of life, nine people's lives just washed away with the flash flooding. Millions of dollars in damage to homes, to businesses, to firehouses, to roads, everything. And we're reduced to just begging our representatives in D.C. to do something. It's been the second month now that we're in the second month now waiting for this. This is unbelievable to me. All right, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a new radio frequency, and that is 94.9 FM. It's the audio path of totality, and you can also see the show, although there's really nothing to see unless I have guests, which I will have in the next hour. Great guest, Union Local School District. This story is just amazing to me. This school district, Union Local School District, the home of the Jets, will now be home to a jet, a real live, honest to God, F-16 Thunderbird jet. How they did it, it's just amazing. So all that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So you'll get to see them. You won't have to see me, and that's probably a very good thing. Right now, you get to hear Delegate Chris Anders, a terrific guy, great friend of the show, and he represents the 97th District, and that includes Berkeley and Jefferson counties. He is a Ron Paul conservative, which is like the best type of conservative that there is. His wife is Pookie, and they've got this bizarre cat named Toe Monster that actually attacks toes to the point where they actually bleed. And I've got a really good source for that. That would be my guest, Chris Anders. What the hell's wrong with your cat attacking your toes, and why did you allow it?
It's always about Toe Monster. Well, you know, cats are the biggest anarchists in the world, and they just do whatever they want to do. I think there was a study out recently that showed that cats do recognize their names that you're calling to them. They just decide not to, you know, come see you. they just kind of live life however they wish, and Toe Monster is a perfect example of it.
That's great. By the way, our Union Local guys just came in. Just have a seat there, guys, in the lobby. Just have a seat. Go right ahead. Just don't steal anything. Thank you. All right.
I know you keep teasing me with how they got a jet. I want a jet.
Hold on.
Too.
There's actually nothing to steal here. It's already been stolen. Just have a seat. Honest to God. Anyway, so she actually attacked your toes, and did she try to bite them or chew them off or claw them or what? You were bleeding, right?
Yeah, pretty much all the above.
Oh, my God. So, jeez.
You know, man. She's a cat. What can I say? Cats are cats. And they do whatever they want, and they're highly entertaining. And they're certainly not the easiest pets in the world at times. So, I'm a cat person. I'm also a dog person. I have a couple dogs. But, yeah, she's quite interesting. I'm just thankful she didn't bring anything dead or alive into the house today as we were on this interview, unlike last week.
Thank goodness. Delegate Chris Anders, Tell me about Todd Kern.
Todd Kern, yeah. Yesterday we buried a very dear friend of mine for about 30 years. Todd lived in Winchester. He was, like me, a reenactor. We probably camped out together hundreds of nights, whether it was at reenactments. We did a lot of History Channel film shoots. I know he was the wrangler for the horses on the movie The Patriot, as well as Gods and Generals. And he was a very dear friend, actually gave my wife and I our dog Dottie from one of his foxhounds, because he was also the huntsman for the Middleburg fox hunts. But I noticed about a year or two ago, Todd kind of went really quiet. Now, Todd was, a lot of people referred to him as, you know, the Virginia Cavalier, and I always thought of him as kind of the Marlboro Man, very rugged, very individualistic. And then I found out about a week ago that he had died from cancer, and he just went quiet and didn't tell many people. So yesterday we actually had the funeral service for him. We had it at Mount Hebron Cemetery in Winchester, which is where also Daniel Morgan and Turner Ashby and many other Sons of Virginia are buried. And, you know, his family had requested that we do a Civil War style funeral, so we had the horse-drawn carriage to carry the to carry Todd in, draped in the Virginia flag with his sword and his hat on it, and bagpipes playing Amazing Grace. And, you know, in the distance, it was a very moving ceremony. I'd never seen that many people at a funeral. There were 500 or 600 people there. Of course, a lot of the guys came back to the house last night, and we watched different movies, whether it's The Patriot, where you could see Todd in it, or whether it was Gods and Generals, you could see Todd in it and talk about Todd until the wee hours of the morning. So I'm still waking up, but he was a very dear friend of mine, a true son of Virginia, and he was a patriot, child of God, and very, very outspoken in politics, very much like us. But he'll definitely be missed.
Why are you a reenactor?
To learn, you know, it's one thing to learn history by reading a book. It's another thing to go out and experience it and learn from what I call, you know, from the inside out. You can read about the Patriots marching in the snow barefoot to Trenton, but you don't know what that's like till you've done it, and I have. You read about the sacrifices that so many made on different battlefields and long, hot marches, whether it's 100 degrees in wool or 6 degrees and hailing and snowing. But you don't get a grasp. You get a better feel for what they sacrificed. No, we're not sick and dying of dysentery, and we're not, you know, actually being shot. But just spending some time in as authentic as possible surroundings, doing as much as you can within the constraints of a modern life, what they did, you get a better appreciation for how much they sacrificed to provide you and I with this freedom that we're supposed to pass on to future generations. And that's our job. That's our duty. As Lee called it, duty is the foremost word in the English language. And as a state representative, you know, having this background, having studied history, having experienced as much as I can, I feel I have a little bit better grasp on what people sacrificed for us, because they knew they'd probably never see the fruits of their efforts, or maybe even the sacrifice of their lives, but they did it for future generations. And that's why I always say, you know, individual liberty means personal responsibility of that liberty, and we all need to get in the fight and to honor their sacrifices and to restore the American Republic and the Constitution and the freedom that it provides.
You marched barefoot in the snow to Trenton?
Yes. I think it was around 6 degrees.
From where to Trenton?
It was we met at a little town just north of Washington's Crossing. It was about a 10-mile hump.
You marched barefoot in the snow?
Yes.
To Trenton?
Yes, I did. This was about 3 years ago.
Are you insane?
Probably.
How did you not get frostbite?
What did you actually experience?
Focus. How did you not get frostbite?
Well, you moved really quick. I mean, we had the advantage afterwards of jumping in our cars and defrosting our feet.
Oh, my God.
But I had two ancestors that followed a trend and did the same march. And so in honor of the sacrifices, a bunch of us decided to do it. I've also marched 80 miles through Georgia, through swamps and cotton fields. You just get a better feel in the middle of the summer, mind you. It's not cold there then. You just get a better feel for what they experienced, and just trying to appreciate that and to honor and respect it.
Did you use bug spray?
No. Well, I didn't use anything they didn't use. In fact, the 80-mile hike was a 7-day event. They issued us 3 days rations to start off with. And by day two, of course, you know, food always carries best in your belly. We'd eaten everything they had issued us, and we spent the rest of the week foraging for food. At one point, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're out digging sweet potatoes out of a farmer's field, who may or may not have known we were out there digging sweet potatoes.
Oh, no. You just talked about eminent domain and the importance of private property, and now you're telling us you're stealing somebody's sweet potatoes? Oh, for the love of God.
You know, hunger can do interesting things.
Oh, the Hunger Games indeed. Holy cow, listen to you. How many times have you contradicted yourself in 45 minutes? This is unbelievable to me. Jeez, what does hardtack taste like?
Why didn't steal anybody's chickens? I knew some people.
Oh, let's rationalize it. Yeah, I only stole sweet potatoes. Yeah, right. Probably from some subsistence farmer or something like that. What does hardtack taste like?
Very salty. And it is extremely salty and extremely hard as hardtack, and it was baked. In fact, it was so hard and so low on moisture content that our troops, 30 years later in the Spanish-American War, were still eating hardtack manufactured during the Civil War because it just doesn't go bad. It never ends. You probably build a house out of it.
Where did you go to the bathroom?
Well, that's an awful personal question. What does a bear do?
Oh, my God. The more I learn about you, the more frightening you become to me, I must tell you. Anyway, we're almost out of time. We've got our other guests lined up here. Did you bring the jet?
In the parking lot.
Okay, well, that could be good. All right.
Excellent. I have to listen to this.
Yeah. I don't think she's telling us the truth. In any event, I always give my guest the last word. Delegate Chris Anders, 97th District, West Virginia. You got about a minute to say pretty much anything you want. Please, no cursing. Tell the listeners anything you want to say. Tell them how to get in touch with you. Sir, my microphone is yours.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. And I don't think I've cursed on your show yet, but maybe get me ramped up enough, I might. You know, the message is very simple. West Virginia must stand up. West Virginians must stand up. We have to stop the green pipe dream. We got to stop the rain tax. We got to stop pharmaceutical companies, their products being mandated with no right to sue if their vaccines cause injury. We need to get the people involved. You know, like I said a million times before, individual liberty means personal responsibility of that liberty. We need patriots to run for office at the state level. Forget about the federal level. At the state level. Because being a constitutional republic, who's ever your state representative matters more. And if you can't run, please support those of us who are fighting very, very hard. Because trust me, when you're fighting for the people in Charleston, you're not loved by the swamp in Charleston.
Absolutely. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that, Chris?
And really easily, they can go to my website, which is Anders4WV.com. They can also find me on Facebook. Apparently, I'm also on Instagram now, and I think I'm actually on X now. So my social media empire is expanding.
That is great. Thank you so much again for your time. We've got to get you in here in studio. You sound like you'd be a wild ride as a guest. So let us know when you're in the area. My best to Pookie, my best to Toe Monster and the dogs and God knows the chickens and whatever else you have there.
Highland cows. Yes.
Excuse me, what?
We have Highland cows too. So we have a lot of creatures.
Yeah, apparently so. All right, fine.
time. Thank you very much, Chris Anders. You are a wild ride. All right, sir. Have a great one. Let us know when you're in the area. We'll have you in the studio here. You have a great day. Thanks so much, and keep fighting for individual liberty. All right?
Yes, sir. Well, that's my duty.
Thanks again. All right. Union Local School District, they got a jet. We got him here in studio.